Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and I am honored to have a hero of mine. And that's not just on the field. I've been friends with Joe Theismann close and far. He is a world champion himself, a quarterback that everybody knows, a leader on and off the field. And he has a new leadership role as he's participating in one of my favorite charitable events ever created, which now is on TV. Joe Theismann, welcome to the Playbook.
Thank you, David. It's great to join you after so many years having a chance to catch up. And, you know, before we started doing this, we were reminiscing a little bit about the good old days and the things that we love to do. And a matter of fact, for me, it's golf. I mean, that's my big passion now. And the American Century Golf Championship is coming up in July 11th through 13th. And so many wonderful things that go on there. I mean, just the interactions with so many different people. You know, these people are all at the top of their game, whether it's actors, musicians, athletes, whatever it might be. And you get a real opportunity to find out who they really are as persons, which is so much fun for me.
Yeah, the truth really comes out on the golf course. And many of your friends and mine have been playing for, I think it's the 36th year here at the American Century right. Championship. It's one of the nicest golf resorts up there at Edgewood in Tahoe. But we were just talking about the money, and you had played 3 years in Canada making, I believe, like $50,000. My business right. partner, Warren Moon, barely made more than that. You, in 1984, were one of the top paid players at barely over $1 million. And Warren was a little bit ahead of you as the number one paid player. One of the biggest differences in this tournament is it's always had the biggest and best celebrities, athletes, entertainers, billionaires, millionaires, and entrepreneurs. It is the who's who of fun. But now there's some real money involved. Yeah. Once you get TV, NBC, I guess the purse is, you know, worth showing up for. It's almost as much as you made as a player.
Pretty much more. There have, you know, been times in the past when I've had a chance to cash a check almost as big. The prize money is $750,000. First place is $150,000. And we're expecting, you know, upwards of 70,000 people. The attendance has been absolutely incredible. I can't say enough for what American Century has done. And a little bit about American Century, too. American Century Investments is our obviously our title sponsor. And the great thing about what they do is 40% of their profits go to the Stauer Institute for research on cures and diseases. And it's just, think about 40% of giving 40% away to be able to do that. That's how incredible they are. And so for me to be able to spend time with all these other people, you know, John Smoltz, Annika Sorenstam, Jerry Rice, obviously Larry the Cable Guy, Charles will be there, the Kelce brothers, America's new twins, I guess you could say almost, will be there. Aaron Rodgers, the newly minted Pittsburgh Steeler. So there's lots of wonderful people, lots of cool things happening too. Like I say, it'll be on the Golf Channel, NBC, and Peacock. The 11th through the 13th of July. But we've added another really neat element to it, David, and it's a fantasy golf. And you can log on to accfantasygolf.com, find out all the rules and stuff that goes on. It's going to launch the 23rd of June, so everybody can get ready to go. But what in a capsule version, everybody's broken down into five groups. So based upon your skill level, you're in a group. You get to choose as a part of the fantasy golf, one individual from each group. Now you can change people every day if you want over the 3 days. If you win a particular day, you get two tickets to next year's tournament. If you win the whole thing, you get $10,000 to the charity of your choice and you get two tickets to next year's event. So many wonderful things going on. Of course, everything's in the fantasy world today, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. I mean, you name it, there's fantasy everywhere. And so we've done it. And like I say, the site is accfantasygolf.com. Log on and pick your teams and, you know, good luck to you.
You know, and I enjoy all the Hall of Famers and all the different sports, Ray Allen, Charles Barkley, Jerome Bettis, John Elway, Jerry Rice, Smoltz, you mentioned Annika, Marshall Faulk. It will be up there as a winner or close to it. He's a hyper-competitive golfer, as you know. But there's also active players, you know, Devontae Adams Josh Allen loves to play. David Carr, Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers, you mentioned Seth Curry. Amazing current athletes take the time to be there to go ahead and support these charitable purposes and causes. But it's really unique because I always tell them, they ask me, what's your favorite golf event? And I think they always want me to say the Masters or the Waste Management, you know, and everybody knows how much fun those two are. But sure. I'll tell you, as much as I like Wednesday at the Masters, the par three practice round there at the Masters, I really enjoy July 9th and 10th. As much as the regular rounds, the 54-hole golf tournament, I enjoy the practice rounds, the celebrity am, the long drive challenge, all of those types of things. A lot of people, I think, prefer that. Do you see the same kind of interest in the entertaining side of the tournament as well as the competitive side?
I do. And I think it gives the fans an opportunity to interact with us a little bit more on those 2 days as well. When the tournament starts, they request that we don't take time to sign a lot of autographs, to slow things down. But during the pro-am days, yeah, I get a chance to see people I haven't seen. As a matter of fact, I think it was 7 or 8 years ago, two young boys asked me to sign an autograph and they wrote me a thank you letter. Now they're probably 17, 18 years old, but I was so blown away of how much they appreciated the fact that I took the time to sign an autograph for them. And they took the time to write me a thank you letter. And you know, those are all the people up in that area. I mean, we've raised over $8 million for charities in the Lake Tahoe area. And so a lot of good is being done, as well as enjoying one another's company, getting a chance to see the fans. And I almost get a kick out of watching the fans' reaction to certain people that they very seldom get a chance to see. It's like, you know, Aaron Rodgers or something. You know, Aaron's unbelievable. And people get a chance to see him, and you hear people screaming and yelling and everything else. And of course, you know, Travis and his brother, Jason, they're an entity unto themselves. It's almost a must see. It's must see television, to be honest with you.
And people who can attend in Tahoe, they can watch it on NBC, all 54 holes, 3 days of the tournament. And it's great must see TV, as you suggest, as they give you highlights, B-roll, and other great content, as well as elevate the awareness to the charity so that more people that may not be able to attend can support, be educated on all of the different great work that they're doing to cure these diseases. Now, it is a stable forward format. You are a golfer. You know, you're a great quarterback, obviously. Pitchers and quarterbacks seem to be the best golfers. And there's a couple running backs like Dickerson and Marshall that do okay. But I found that in my career as a sports agent, all the great golfers that I knew were quarterbacks and or pitchers. Why do you think that translates into golf? Is it more the mental side of what it takes to be a quarterback and a pitcher that is translated over to golf?
It's really the body movement to a degree, but you can't discount the hockey players, Dave.
Right.
You know, David, to me, you know, they're used to bouncing a little puck on a stick. And so hitting a golf ball for them is a piece of cake. A lot of them
keeping them sober is a hard thing.
Pavelski's just, you know, one of the guys I think could threaten, you know, to win this whole thing. Joe's unbelievable. I think the fact that, you know, we're into transfer of weight, you know, you load and transfer weight. I think a lot of us have a baseball background, which, you know, it comes to hitting and, you know, a lot of, like you say, baseball players, you know, they you pitch 7 innings and then you take 4 days off, play 3 days of golf and then get ready to pitch again. We weren't quite granted that luxury to be able to take that much time off. You know, I got beat up on Sunday. I was back to work on Monday and did it again and again and again. But I think it's also the fact that we're competition junkies. Those of us that have left the game, those of us that had a chance to participate and enjoy the game as much as I did and all of us do, we were looking for something else to give us that rush, something to exhilarate us, to be able to go out and try and get better at this particular game and to have the moments where you can compete against one another. I mean, really, when you stop and think about it, there's very few things that you can do socially where you're going to spend 3 or 4 hours with someone and really get to know that individual as a person. I think it's great for business to be able to be involved in an outing and really get to see everybody and get to know everybody. That's a great part of it.
Yeah, and there's nothing more exciting than a birdie or an eagle, and representing players.
I haven't seen those in a while. I'll take your word for it.
I love that. I was blessed to represent a gentleman named Lee Elder, and he was the first African-American to play in the Masters. And we've been blessed to play in these different tournaments together. And I always would ask him, Lee, why would you want to play with me? Mostly when I was in my 40s. And he said, Dave, and he was in his early 70s at the time before he passed. He said, Dave, he goes, I think you're the only 40-year-old that I can outdrive. So I took that to my advantage. You know, I'm not afraid to pull out a 3-wood at 100.
Oh, sure. I hit my driver every now and then when I'm warming up, but I really spend a lot of time with my hybrids and my 3-wood now because I just don't have the length that I had before. You know, the 435 yard holes are not gettable for me anymore. So it's drive 3-wood and then, you know, put a lob wedge in my hand or a gap wedge in my hand and let's see how close I can make it. And of course, we know that the game of golf boils down to one thing, basically, and that's putting.
Yeah.
That's what we see Scottie Scheffler doing so well right now. Well, when Tiger was at his prime, the way he rolled putts. Jordan Spieth, same way when he rolled putts. If you can putt, you can do well. And it's going to, and the challenge, it's big challenge this weekend for the pros at the US Open. That's going to be
back out of Newport Beach at Pelican with me. I'll boost your ego and let you outdrive me and even maybe beat me. So we'll have a good time. Where can people go to look at the information, buy tickets, make donations? Obviously they can watch it on NBC, but there's nothing like being there in person with American Century and all the unbelievable, I think over 80 plus competitors in this tournament.
I think you can look at the, you know, American Century Golf Championship. That'll take you to the sites. And if you want to participate, which I hope you do in the fantasy aspect of it, it's accfantasygolf.com. And it'll lay out all the rules. And like I said, we're all broken down into 5 different groups. So it should be a lot of fun. Should be very interesting.
Now, Joe, have you ever looked back and said, if they had fantasy football when I played, where would you have been selected in a fantasy draft? Have you ever thought about that?
No, I haven't. I really haven't. You know, I don't really get involved in fantasy simply because one reason, when I talk to people about fantasy football, they're obsessed.
Yeah.
Like they're like in 8 or 9 different leagues. And it's like it's their whole life. I like to relax a little bit more than that. But That's I love right. watching the game. You know, I love talking about it. I love giving advice about it, but I just don't get involved in the fantasy aspect of it.
Yeah, I love
this. Well, I'm going to pick my team, I'll tell you that, out at the American Century Championship. So I'll find somebody. I might even put myself on a list just for the heck of it.
Well, as an entrepreneur yourself and also a motivational speaker, I love listening to you. I've been blessed to hear you at corporate events. Want to encourage anyone that hasn't done their research about Joe's after the game experience as a broadcaster and entrepreneur. But really, for me, being blessed as a motivational speaker later in my career, I look up to, as I did to athletes, I also look up to great speakers to see how they make people feel. And when you have such a great experience that you've had and been able to teach the lessons, but really connect with the audience, I know a lot of corporate C-level executives that may not know that you're such an extraordinary speaker as well. How often are you speaking now?
I do about 70 a year. I've been doing that now. I just did one for in New York for a company called Prosperity and Insurance Company. And, 30 different people were involved in. But and I wrote a book called How to Be a Champion Every Day. And the essence of the book is really what I talk about. And I actually did the audio for the book, which was one of the toughest things I've ever done. I don't know if you've written one, but I don't know if you've done the audio.
I hated it.
It was at first I thought, yeah, hey, that'd be neat. And then all of a sudden it's like, why did I agree to this? But the publisher said, you know, people appreciate the fact that the author takes the time to be able to do it. And I do. And I've been very proud of the book. I've been very proud of the stories. I've been a blessed person, David, beyond belief when it comes to relationships, when it comes to the experiences that I've had in my life. And what I try and do is share stories with people that maybe gives them a little bit of insight into what they might be going through and maybe can help them through a situation if they just, you know, look at it maybe in a little different way. And that's really what we are, I think, as speakers. We're people that present stories that you hope connect with other individuals to make their life possibly just a little bit easier.
Yeah, when I last heard you speak at a corporate event, I was thinking you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change, and there's no better perspective than the people who have a great vision, which are mostly quarterbacks, as I've been blessed to be around Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Warren Moon, and Joe Theismann. The perspective that they have is incredible, not just on the field, but off the field. Joe, I certainly appreciate you taking the time to support the cause and the purpose of the American Century Championship.com. It is one of the greatest pro-am golf tournaments in the world. If you can get up to Edgewood Tahoe Golf Course in South Tahoe, it'll be an incredible experience. And if you can't make it, NBC is there for everybody. It's must-see TV. I'm going to wish you a ton of luck, not that you'll need it. And I might be up there for a couple of days. I'll make sure that I find you and at Please. Least give you a handshake and give you my respect for everything you've done for the game, not just football now, but for golf as well. Thank you for joining me. You're an incredible entrepreneur, an incredible philanthropist, beyond being one of the world's greatest quarterbacks of all time. So thanks for joining me.
David, thanks so much for having me. And I look forward to shaking your hand.
Right on. Thank you. This is David Meltzer with the incredible entrepreneur, Joe Theismann, here on Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.